let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Destiny: Quest for a New World, Book 1 by Donald Edwards, is a journey of intrigue, romance, and danger at the end of the 21st century. Earth was rapidly running out of natural resources. Its population was exploding, leaving humankind with a sense of hopelessness. The world was struggling to recover from an economic collapse and the devastation of a recent multinational war. But the Committee, a powerful clandestine financial group of forward-thinking individuals, was determined that humankind would survive. The author, Don Edwards, has a growing interest in sciences over the years, both real and fictional. He received a master's degree in physics from California State University, Fresno, a master's degree in education from Oklahoma State University, Ada, and a bachelor's degree from Oklahoma University. He's been active in science and mathematics education, has attended many science workshops and conventions, a retired science and math teacher of 37 years. Now, since his retirement, Donald has had a desire to write a science-related fiction book based on a project he developed for his high school physics and physical science classes. He enjoys reading science fiction, mystery, historical nonfiction books as well. Donald and his wife, Virginia, of 54 years, now make their home in Clovis, California. And Donald Edwards, author of Destiny, Quest for a New World, Book 1, our guest on This Week in America. Donald, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I love the background that you've had, and it's so factual. It comes across your knowledge in the books that you've written, Destiny. We'll talk about the sequel on the program as well. Let's talk about what prompted you to write this book, Destiny, in the first place. What was the motivation for this?
Well, as I said, the motivation came from a project in my freshman and high school science classes when we were studying the topic of biodomes and biospheres and the different processes. I decided, why don't we put that into some form and put a rocket on it and send it to another planet.
I love that. So out of that classroom experience came the book Destiny, Quest for a New World. Donald Edwards, the author and our guest on the program. I mentioned the background. Talk about that and how that's made you such a very realistic writer with the background, with the science background. Talk about how that's helped you in presenting Destiny in such a believable manner.
Well, I attended several workshops, and I was awarded a UMass fellowship at the Ames Research Center one summer, and been to Marshall Space Flight Center and Redstone Arsenal, Lawrence Livermore. All of these things kind of perked my interest, and they were on the cutting edge of technology. And so I take their ideas and what I've learned from Internet and just advanced it maybe 50 years or so with a little bit of fiction thrown in and came up with Destiny.
You know, what's interesting, we don't know what's going to happen in 50 or 100 years, but in the book Destiny, we feel what we see transpire actually could happen, and that's what makes it all the more enjoyable. It's an entertaining read. It's a thought-provoking read as well. How long did it take you to write Destiny?
Approximately 2 years. I didn't write 24 hours a day.
Yes.
But, you know, 2 years of taking what I had probably developed during the classroom, put it all together, and it takes a while.
Well, let me ask you about that. What, when you have all of the components together, and you've got this great story, you've got this this science background, you've got this knowledge of what's happening in the scientific world from workshops and from reading, now you have to make it into a good story. You're just not giving us a narration of what science is doing today. You're making an entertaining story. What makes a good story, especially as you set out to write Destiny and do it in the story form? What makes a good story in your mind?
A good story would have to have some adventure, some mystery, some personal relationships with one another so that a person could read and feel the part of the characters. And it needs to be believable.
Yeah, that is the big thing. And what you do so well in Destiny Quest for a New World, Book 1 by Donald Edwards. The book's available at pageturner.us. I'll give you the list of where the book's available in a second here on the program. Written other books. Mention the you've got a sequel there. What other books have you written?
Well, I've written a sequel to Destiny called Kairos. And I've also written some textbook materials that I used in the classroom. And I've actually put together a bibliography of my grandparents. It's kind of a personal story, but someone may like it.
Well, I'm sure there's so much that we can learn from other families, and it gets us thinking about our family and learn to appreciate where we came from through all of our family members. So that's fascinating, and I'm sure all of this has been personally rewarding for you. In fact, why do you write? Why do you enjoy writing so well and so successful at it?
Well, it's difficult to say why. It's just something that... Being a teacher, I have ideas I want to express to someone else. I've done that for several years now in teaching, and so this is just a way I can do that. I can express an idea, follow through with it, develop it, and hopefully someone will be interested in it.
Well, they are interested in the sequel, which, as we mentioned, available as well. Destiny Quest for a New World, Book 1 is the book we're focusing on with Donald Edwards. You mentioned something that's interesting. All of that experience, I think like 37 years in the classroom, how has that helped you as a writer? And I ask that from the standpoint that you know how to make a presentation to hold the interest of the audience in this case being the students in your classroom. Has that helped you focus the story to keep it moving so you hold the attention and you move the story along at a good pace?
Just get ideas from the kids, really.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's interesting.
Develop those ideas and go back and forth. It's a dialogue.
Well,
you have to talk to the kids. You can't just lecture all the time.
Well, it's interesting. Yes, and I'm sure that what you learned there in getting their attention and the questions they may ask has made you a better writer. The book is Destiny Quest for a New World, Book 1 by Donald Edwards, a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price. Available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. You'll be able to link onto all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So the book is receiving international recognition. Let's talk about the background. I mentioned the educational background with science and math. What books do you like to read? Who sort of has been an influence in terms of a writer for you?
Well, I grew up reading science fiction. I like adventure books, and actually I like a lot of nonfiction as well, science nonfiction books,
yes.
Magazines and so forth, that like the Planetary Society and a few of those other books that I've become familiar with. I also read mystery for fun.
Interesting. You've got a very broad background there in terms of your reading. When you're not writing, what do you like to do? Obviously, you enjoy reading. Any other activities you enjoy?
Well, now that we're retired, my wife and I enjoy traveling, gardening, and reading, taking cruises. And we're also involved pretty much in our church work activities.
Well, it sounds like you're staying very active, and that's the way to do it. And because of your activity, people are able to enjoy your books, in this case, Destiny Quest for a New World. If some person would ask you about writing, when everybody thinks at some point, or most of us do, that, boy, it'd be fun to be able to be a writer, to have your name on the cover of a book, especially a best-selling book, what would you advise? What advice would you give to someone who asks you about writing?
Well, I would just say, if you have a good idea, write about it. Explain it. Help people understand your idea and build upon your ideas.
It's interesting. So if it's something you enjoy, a topic you enjoy writing about, that's your best shot at being successful, I think. Isn't that basically your attitude? It needs to be something you enjoy to make other people enjoy it as well.
Right. If you don't enjoy it, others will see that.
Yes.
You need to enjoy what you're doing.
Well, so many people, the reviews are excellent on your book, Destiny, Quest for a New World, Book 1 by Donald Edwards, our guest on the program. One in particular talking about putting a refreshing spin on the genre. Talk about that, because you're a fan of the type of books that you read. How difficult, how challenging was that to be able to do it, not necessarily a different way, but put a fresh spin on it so it's not like a recycled story? How difficult was that for you?
Well, not many science fiction books today deal with what is called hard science. They do a lot of fantasy, and those are good two books, too. I've read several of those and enjoyed them, but I thought it would be better if we could just look at what could possibly happen and capitalize upon those ideas, help people to understand we're going to need to do something in the future that we're not doing now. All the global warming and the disasters and so forth. We need to find answers, and science generally is the one that helps us solve those problems.
And I hope that we listen to scientists. Sometimes if they say something we don't want to hear, we have a tendency to dismiss them, and we need to listen to them. I mentioned that, and you talked about it as well, keeping abreast of the latest developments and all the research. Are you optimistic going forward over the next 3-4 decades that we're going to be aware of some of these problems and try to solve some of these problems?
I believe we will. As a matter of fact, I would predict in the next decade, several decades, that we will be sending man to Mars. In my book, we talk about the have colonized Mars in a biosphere, biodomes. But I think that will be happening, probably even over to some of the moons of Jupiter. It looks very likely that that will be happening.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and it's going to be an adventuresome next couple of decades, certainly. The other thing that I see in reviews, it's sort of a common theme, your ability to divide and explain a balance between action and introspection. When you write a book, you need to keep the book moving, but you give us a lot to think about in Destiny as well. How difficult was that to mix the two in writing the book?
Just human use, personal experiences, human nature.
Yes.
And just kind of let it build on those and let it develop.
Well, you do such an excellent job with that, and people waiting for more books in the series. The one we're talking about now is Destiny Quest for New World, Book 1, Donald Edwards, the author. Talk about the sequel, and then are you working on a Book 3 possibly in this series?
Well, if there's interest in the Kairos and Destiny, there will be a third book in the series. It's in my head. I already have a title, possibly The Moons of Kairos.
Ah, okay. Well, I hope there is a book three, doing so well with these with the first two. And by the way, the book is available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can log on and get all of that information. I mentioned working with Page Turner. That's one of the outlets, and I'll send you there to get information on the book. It's pageturner.us, and you'll find it in the bookstore there. What has the experience been like in working with Page Turner on Destiny?
They've been very helpful. They are interested in getting my book onto bookshelves and different book fairs. They answer any of the questions that I have. They've been very helpful.
Well, the book is Destiny, Quest for a New World by Donald Edwards, our guest on the program. That book and the sequel is available at, we'll send you to pageturner.us in the bookstore there. You can, of course, always go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we will direct you to Page Turner and information on the book and the series. Donald, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Nice job with the books, and look forward to having you back. And we'll talk about book number three here at some point as well. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Donald Edwards, our guest, Destiny, Quest for a New World, book one. You'll find it at pageturner.us in the bookstore. And, of course, information online, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.